This is Tarello Institute for Legal Philosophy's podcast.
This is our today episode of the Tarello Institute for Legal Philosophy podcast. Today with us, we have Federico Angele, president of the National Italian Branch of the Good Lobby. And with this session, we are starting this new branch of our interviews or of our podcast. And without further ado, let's start. Could you tell us something about yourself? Just a brief introduction.
So thank you very much for inviting me. And I'm happy to have this kind of conversation with the Tarello Institute that is based here in Genova. That is my hometown, and since I work remotely from Genova, but I have a national or a European perspective, I'm always happy to deal with stuff that is based in my city. I have an academic background that might be interesting for the people working at the Tarello Institute, or for the fellows or for the students of the Tarello Institute. I studied history and I had my PhD a long time ago and my postdoc a long time ago. And I was focusing on political history, mainly on Italian political history. And on the other hand, I was also an activist, and my main purpose was to work locally on the defense of the landscape, the environment, and I mean the way the idea was to improve the quality of life locally. So I would say that I had a kind of activist mindset, but on the other hand, I also had to deal with local decision makers. I had to understand how decisions were made by these decision makers and how decision-making processes worked. So when I had the opportunity to jump in a new career after my research interrupted career, I was extremely happy because to me, studying history was a way to better understand social movements, political movements, and to see politics or to understand politics behind the scenes. And my personal purpose wasn't exactly to become a researcher or a professor. I mean, it could be an option, but my real purpose was to, I would say, to have an influence, to try to improve the world I live in, to try to improve the community I live in. So I would also always consider the research and the studying part a very relevant part of my career, because it's really let me create the pillars for understanding how politics work here or even in general. And I still consider very important for a political career, I mean, generally speaking about political careers, to have a full of understanding, not just of the past, but of some more theoretical background. So I hope that this kind of background is important for me. But when I was offered the opportunity to start working as a professional in the activism field, in particular working on anti-corruption and transparency, to me it sounded as the perfect opportunity to really understand better what I studied, to influence more directly politics, and to try to understand what drives changes, considering that history is the study of changes. So I still think that there is a direct link between what I did before and what I'm doing right now. And just to finish my personal description, I started as a policy officer at Riparte il Futuro, that was an anti-corruption campaign here in Italy. And then we decided, together with a team, after some successful initiative, because we contributed to approve some important anti-corruption law here in Italy, we decided to merge with the Good Lobby. There was an organization founded in Brussels in 2015, and to create a larger organization working from Italy and from European, I mean, at the two different levels, the national and the international or the European level. And the idea was to, I would say, to connect this transparency work to civic participation, and to try to give to citizens and civil society organizations the tool they need in order to be more active and to take part in decision-making processes.
Okay, thank you very much. From these, I understand that your current role is in the Good Lobby, as you were mentioning. Can you tell us a bit more about what the Good Lobby is, what does it do, and what are its objectives?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right now I'm working for the Italian chapter of the Good Lobby. I'm the director of the Italian chapter, and I'm coordinating the team, and I'm also the head of policy at the organization. The Good Lobby, as the name can also say, is would like to build lobbies that are driven by citizens and that promote citizens' points of view and citizen interests. So the idea is to democratize the access to power by, I would say, rebalancing the power that private interests have in the decision-making process, and I try to, on the one hand, to organize these interests, because obviously the general interests that are relevant for most of us are not well organized. And this is one of the main issues when you talk about the common good or general interests, such as the fight against poverty, about inequalities, obviously climate change, climate emergency, transparency of decision making, but even of economic processes, and many other different issues. But these interests are rarely organized. So what we do is, on the one hand, to try to organize this interest, and on the other hand, is to offer tools to civil society organizations, to movements, to nonprofits, to philanthropic institutions, in order to be heard by decision makers, by institutions, and to be the stakeholders involved in processes that usually promote the points of view of companies, of relevant actors that are more skilled, more politically influential, and more more considered by decision makers. And I would say also that we are trying to fill in the gaps of political parties that are not as representative as in the past, I mean, as in the 20th century, and that are not able to be, as they did in the past, these tools to translate this interest into policies.
Can I jump in and ask you a quick question?
Yes, please.
You first mentioned that the Good Lobby was started or was born in Brussels, and you also mentioned that you are the head, the director of Good Lobby Italy. Can you tell us a little bit of the general structure of the organization, and how does these two branches or these two sides of the organization combine?
Yes, for sure. So the Good Lobby was created, as I was mentioning, 2015 by an Italian professor that works in Brussels, and that on the one hand was trying to understand how to handle the lack of civic participation and the decrease of civic participation, and on the other hand was trying to make lobbying more transparent and to balance the power that private organizations and companies have in the political sphere. When we merged the Good Lobby, the Italian group that created the Good Lobby was mainly a campaigning organization. And we still work more as campaigners, while the Brussels team is more acting as an umbrella organization or as a lobby in Brussels. Also because from the cultural perspective, here in Italy is hard to make the general public understood about a lobbying, how lobbying works, and while in Brussels, civil society lobbies are stronger, and in the Brussels bubble it's much more clear what civil society organization, how civil society organization can influence decisions and can have a voice in the decisions that are made by the European institutions. I see a question by Julieta.
Yes, no, because you were talking about civil participation and then you were talking about the differences between civil participation in, for example, Italy and also in Belgium. I was wondering if you could tell us a little more about what a lobby is and then what are these types of civil participation that, for example, the Italian chapter of the Good Lobby is trying to advance, because I find it really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a big difference between Belgium and Italy, because except for a limited number of countries in Europe, when we talk about lobbying, the I would say the general feeling toward lobbying is quite similar. But if you look at the, I mean, at the European perspective, at the pan-European perspective, and at the Brussels bubble, it's more evident that lobbying and even that civil society organizations play a very important role in trying to represent interests that can help, I would say, decision makers in having a wider perspective of the different of the impact that a policy might have. And only by having data, having all the different scenarios that might take place in case of a new policy, a decision maker can design a better decision. But if an actor, if a stakeholder, that in most cases is a civil society member stakeholder, is not invited to the table, is not invited to offer their point of view, a decision maker probably will make a decision that is not balanced, that considers only one of the different perspectives or data or impacts that a policy might have. I hope this make it clear.
Can I ask you if you can tell us some examples, maybe the ones that you feel most proud of the projects that you have done in Italy, but also in the general Good Lobby in Brussels? And also, and to finish with this, what are the next projects you're working on, or what are you currently working on? Thank you.
Yeah, we are extremely proud of the whistleblowing protection law that we contributed to approve at different levels. First of all, in Italy in 2017, then in Europe, together with a wide coalition of more than 90 organizations. And at the beginning, when we started campaigning on whistleblowing protection, we were told by the European institutions that there were no legal basis for such a directive. I mean, finally, the directive was approved, so we proved also that there were legal basis, that the directive was possible. And after the directive, we also tried to manage the transposition, to help the transposition, mainly here in Italy. But we are also proud of the many society organizations that we helped. I can mention, for example, Fridays for Future here in Italy, that during the pandemic launched some campaigns that were designed together with us. And I can also mention the campaign that we are running with a bunch of small civil society organizations, and that is aimed at giving the chance to Italian voters, mainly young voters, to vote remotely. I mean, not to be forced to go back to their residence place once there are the elections, and be allowed to vote where they study or where they work. And finally, we are in the next few months, we will launch here in Italy a climate incubator that will help civil society organizations that are working on climate, on the climate emergency, but even on other social issues, to be more skilled, more equipped when it comes in when it comes to influencing the decisions that could be relevant in order to fight the climate crisis. And these trainings, this incubator will try to give the tools to these organizations to be more effective. And I would also like to mention the work we will be working on here in Italy on the defense of a specific space, starting from climate activists, but I would say, generally speaking, activists. We will launch a fund for activism in Italy, the first fund, and activists and civil, small civil society organization could apply for grants. And we will also try to defend, thanks to lawyers, to academics, to experts, and obviously to activists, the fundamental rights that define the civic space here in Italy. And that, as we witness it in other countries, even in Europe, might be under attack, and we'll try to fight for it, to defend it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I think we can all agree that it was a very nice conversation, and it's wonderful to hear all the things that you're doing. And yeah, I was not aware of this fund that you are going to launch, and I think it's going to be very impactful. But at the end of the day, this is what the good lobby is for, right? To actually make a difference. And I think you are.
We try to. We don't know if we succeed, but we try to.
You are achieving that. Well, thank you so much. I don't know if my colleagues want to add something to that.
No, but thank you very much for the time, and thank you very much for coming here to the podcast and giving us the opportunity to ask all these questions, and then also to hear more about the good lobby.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and